Hey, this is Damien, and welcome to Geekologist Radio. What is this, you ask? Well, it's the brainchild of myself and a few of my friends, built from our love of geek culture and everything nerdum. We are going to be talking everything from film to games, comics, and collectibles. We want to have a hand in it, or know someone who does, and we want to be your weekly serial for everything that's trending, also bringing you the in-depth interviews to roundtable discussions, or even passion projects. We have a little bit for everyone. Now here's a taste of what's to come.
Shut up and sit down.
Hey, I'm Damien Nash, and just wanted to do a little introduction here of the cast here of Geekologist Radio. So, little thing that I came from was Divestiny. It was a podcast. It lasted 14 episodes or so. Cast decided to kind of go a separate direction, but before that happened, I kind of grabbed someone and tugged him along with me. We'll get to him in a little bit. I'm also was a community team member for Rogue Agent Radio. I'm a member of Uprising Family Gaming. And kind of just like the Cato Kalen of pretty much every like little podcast out there, or group, I just appear randomly. I go, there's another person that's like that too that happens to be on this podcast, and we'll get to him too here in just a moment. So what we're going to do right now, though, is I'm going to send that over to Brandon, also better known as BeefOuts82. And he can tell you a little bit where he came from.
Hey guys, this is Brandon, BeefOuts82. Tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a member of Uprising Family Gaming, and I also helped co-found the Project Fender Gaming Twitch channel with Mr. Damien Nash, who decided to not mention it because he's in deep trouble right now. I'm also an internet service provider, so I'm well versed in all things nerd and geek with computer related and internet related things. And yeah, so our next host that we're going to go to now is Mr. Two Wolves.
I promise I'm not OJ in this whole Cato Kalen thing. I swear. My name is Chris, better known as Two Wolves online and on my Twitter account, with two Z's. I have been part of, Mulehorn Gaming as far as, being at somebody who writes for the site, into gaming since I can remember, we're talking Atari 2600. So like I go way, way back. I've had gaming in my life ever since. And so I've had a console in between. I've done podcasting. I write a lot, so I'm on different sites as far as writing for gaming, and super excited to join you guys, really.
So now, one of the things that we're going to be working on is we're going to be going through and having multi sections with it. So one thing about Geekologist Radio is that we want to be your home, you know, for, you know, of course, gaming, because we're all gamers here, but we also want to throw in, and when we have those lulls, we don't want to just be frozen and not have something to talk about. So we want to talk comics, movies, tech, and even collectibles. I'm a huge, huge fan of ThinkGeek, just throwing it out there. And in the later episodes, I'll probably talk about some of the stuff that I've collected from them. One of the segments that we're looking at trying to get out of here is that we're not sure what we're going to call it. We toyed with it and we're joking that we're going to call it Netflix and Chill, but it's probably not going to stick with that one.
I'm not going to Netflix and Chill with you, Damien. I don't care how many times you ask.
Oh, come on. You guys don't want to?
No, cuddle? I promise.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
All right. No.
Only if you buy me ice cream first.
Ooh. I will buy you ice cream.
Yay!
All right. So one of the things that I've been hooked on recently, So, Penny Dreadful, season 1 and 2. I'm sad. I know that it's ending in season 3, but I was hooked to it. I sat, watched through it. I binge watched the heck out of that. Got through it both seasons in 2 days. And that's basically what I've been stuck on for this week. How about you guys?
For me personally, like literally Stranger Things. Like I binge watched 8 episodes of that thing and blazed right through it. Not something my wife was too interested in, but for sure, like it reminded me of Goonies and Goosebumps and Sixth Sense all wrapped into one. And I think it was literally like 3 days and I blazed through those episodes. It was pretty awesome.
I'm looking forward to watching that one.
I noticed you come out a little bit paler, Chris, in the last couple of days. So get out, get some sun.
Oh, yeah, I'll try.
For me, Marco Polo, season 2, it came out just not too long ago, and I literally just watched them nonstop. I know it's not really long or like that long of a season or whatnot, but I just love that series.
That's a really good series, too. And in fact, this guy, he'll make fun of us because like, Chris and I, we don't have as many monitors yet. In fact, I only have one. So this guy, I'm playing games with this guy, and he's talking to me about the second season of Marco Polo. He's watching a TV series while playing, and I don't know how he does it, but, you know.
It's because I have 3 monitors.
There you go. That's how he's our tech guy. And so, one of the other things that I'm going to throw over to Chris, he's going to talk about another segment that we're working on.
Yeah, we're talking about This Week in Geek, and This Week in Geek for us is going to be anything that relates to nerd culture. That could be Legos, that could be pops, that could be comics, it could be a movie. Actually, I just went and saw The Killing Joke on Monday at a private theater in order to see the show for that hour and 13 minutes, which related totally to the comic graphic. It was pretty awesome. So we're going to have those kind of conversations and be able to send that out to you guys, which I think will be beneficial. Things that we can, you know, that are popular, things that are rare. We're going to have guests on the show. Damien, you can attest to that. We're going to have people that are knowledgeable in specific areas.
Go ahead. So one thing is that Chris and I, we are all over Twitter. We listen to a lot of podcasts. We have a lot of good friends that are out there, and so we're gonna be assured that we're gonna be pinging everybody we can just to get them on here and talk about their passions, be it cosplay, gaming, podcasting. I mean, we both have a lot of friends out there that podcast, and to be honest, they've been mentors to us, and so it'd be amazing for us to get them on as well.
So another thing we're going to talk about is tech support. So like the guys mentioned, I'm kind of the tech support for our crew here for the podcast, as well as our streaming site on Twitch for Project Thunder Gaming. I have actually helped every single member of our stream team set up their Twitch. I have been in computers all across the country and never left my home. So I am not an expert on all things computer, but I do know a good bit. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is we want your questions. If you have questions about computers, about Twitch setup, you know, getting set up to stream, how to set up audio, how to edit audio for like podcasts or starting your own thing or anything like that, we want to hear about it so that we can try and help you. If I don't know the answer, I promise you I will not sleep until I find out the answer. And Damien can attest to that. So
I get messages in the middle of the night, and I sit up and I'll start replying back, and I'm half asleep, and then it's like a register. I'm like, wait, why are you still doing this? You said you're going to sleep hours ago.
I can attest to this. Like, I'm a writer. I'm not a streamer. And like literally, Beefouts has put me through like and got me all set up on my streaming, so I'm all good to go. So again, any questions, this guy has the answers, and if he doesn't have the answers, he'll get the answers. So please send them our way.
Now we just need to get you a second monitor, both of you.
yes.
Then we'll work on the third so you guys can be as cool as me. So
I think that'll involve lots of wine and like Italian fine dining to get my wife to okay that.
I'll get her to approve it. Don't worry. Because Fouts knows the ladies.
Alrighty.
Also, another thing that we're toying with is going to be an Ask Arnold. Yeah, it wasn't in our show notes, so I'm kind of going off on a limb here. But so some people who have heard our previous podcast of S&E has probably heard the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice that I do quite often. So if you guys want me to say anything in the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice or anything like that, or we'll do probably do like a Arnold suggestions of the week or, you know, things like that, whatever you guys want, just let us know. Email us and we'll make it happen. We're here for you.
Speaking of the email address and everything and how to reach out to us, Damien, you want to shout that out?
Yeah, so we can be reached at geekologistradio@gmail.com. That's geekologistradio@gmail.com. That's really long after I say it, but hey, it's just the name of the podcast. At Gmail.
And we'll have it in our show notes for everybody.
So, kind of with that, this has just been a quick PSA for us to get out there. I know it's late for one of our cast members. It's across the world over there. Not across the pond yet, but just, you know, a good distance away from us.
The other coast.
So we are actually in three time zones right now. So we need to find somebody in the central time zone and get them as a maybe possible on and off fourth co-host with us, so that way we cover the nation. So submit your applications.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you're curious, yes, give us an email. Let us know.
All right, folks, we're on like take number, I think number 16. I have no idea at this point, but we're just going to let everybody know where you can contact us at on the interwebs. You can find me at Two Wolves, TWOWOLVZZ, pretty much anywhere on the internet. Brandon, where can they find you at?
On Twitter, you can find me at @BE_FOUTZ.
And Damien?
You can find me at Mr. Damien Nash. So just all one word, MrDamianNash.
All right. And that's us from Geekologist Radio. We're excited about the new concept and the new plan. We can't wait for some of your emails, and we'll get back to you soon.
What are you guys doing? Why did you do the show without me? I had to get to the chopper. La, 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 la. Fine. Tune in next week as we discuss Attack of Comic Con. We talk about games, movies, and all kinds of good announcements. Hasta la vista, baby.